Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Already getting a lot of feedback. 877-881-1053. I saw Spider War, so we're asking the question, what's the craziest animal or insect battle you have ever seen? But before we get to that, the bizarre odyssey of the Hall of Fame game continues. At first, the thought was, well, it's not going to get played. And then the NFL came out and was like, yeah, it's going to get played. We already sold 20,000 tickets. We sold 10,000 tickets to the enshrinement ceremony, blah, 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 blah. And now, report comes out this morning from Adam Schefter that the Hall of Fame game, which is supposed to be on August the 8th, Cowboys and the Steelers, is canceled. And then the enshrinement will be postponed and will happen in tandem with next year's ceremony.
So tired of this cancel culture, Kevin.
Man, that's what I'm saying. You know the Hall of Fame game said something inappropriate. Is my next question is now, Corey, because I know this is what you were thinking, does this clear the way to put Jimmy Johnson into the Ring of Honor? Because remember, it was only distraction that was keeping him out of the Ring of Honor. Now we can make it happen, Corey. Make it happen!
I don't know, man. I just saw that Greg Abbott said he has to put a pause on reopening phases, you know, the next phases, because nobody was wearing a mask. He said, look,
so is the Ring of Honor closed?
Positive cases and hospitalizations. So we're focused on strategies that slow the spread. So we got to scale it. He's not going back, Kevin. We're not going back to 50 or 25%.
Okay.
But we're not getting to 100 anytime soon. Because I think he called out the millennials too. So if that's the case, that was a while back, Reggie,
classic
that he called
Reggie.
Y'all out. But if that's the case, then I don't know that Jerry Jones would be like, hey, we have to get Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor for this to happen. So
he's going to say that Governor Abbott said we couldn't expand. So he's going to be like, I would. We were going to let him in the Ring of Honor, but Governor Abbott said, stupid millennials, he can't open it up.
My hands are tied. I can't do anything.
Sorry, buddy.
That's typical Jerry, where he lets the governor tell him what to do.
I would bet Jimmy Johnson never goes in the Ring of Honor alive.
Wow. That seems crazy, right? Like, not to revisit this debate, because
Is Jerry alive in that situation?
I think if Jerry's alive and Jimmy wouldn't be there to do it, I think there's a possibility.
Wow. And you know, talking to Broadus was like, I think this is more of the kids will make that happen one day, more than Jerry would. So that it would be their duty, their responsibility at some point to make that happen. So that's what Broadus at least felt like. So
as far as the game itself, like the Hall of Fame game is usually god awful. I mean, it is.
I'm kind of curious about this. Is the thing I'm curious about, you know, Mike, we felt that owners didn't love baseball. And so that's why things got, you know, they were willing to give up a season. But Jerry loves football. Like he loves the game. And it seems like I'm trying to think.
He is just one of 32, though.
I don't know how many of the other owners do love football. I think Kraft loves winning, but you know, I don't know. I wonder if they would let football, because this is the first one, Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, could there be more? And I just wonder if there would be more of these games that go by because, and the owners use it as a negotiation rather than what's best for the sport.
I think you could see no preseason football games. I think there's a strong possibility that we don't have preseason football and to try to protect the players from spreading the virus amongst other teams. if there's a little bit of an outbreak. But they're going to try their best to get in their 16-game season. I don't know if they'll be fans. I do think this, though, Corey. I do think NFL, because it's a national sport, everything's brought in nationally. There is regional money, don't get me wrong, but everything nationally, when it's done with TV, it's all national. They don't have to worry about, like the Oakland Athletics have to worry about, we play in a crappy place that nobody shows up to, and we don't have a good TV audience for our Oakland Athletics, where it doesn't matter if there's a TV audience for the Cincinnati Bengals or not. It's all shared nationally for the most part anyway. So they're going to want their 16 games. The owners, I think, hopefully they press forward, as long as it doesn't cause, you know, a big health outcry nationally, that we get in the 16 games. But look, these are business owners and they are billionaires for a reason. They're going to take advantage of the players here. Reality's starting to hit the NFL. They've been able to do this. We're going to have a Hall of Fame game. We're going to have the Hall of Fame, because they want to put on, like, everything's going to be perfect with us. We don't have to deal with coronavirus. Well, now they're having to, because now we're getting closer to training camp opening. We're getting closer to the Hall of Fame game. So now they're having to deal with the reality of it. And the reality is this. Owners are going to take advantage of the players here. We're going to get in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Not that they're going to try to stop football from happening, but they are going to tell the players, hey, too bad. You're not going to earn 100% of your salary this year. I don't know what they're going to cut them. Are they going to try to cut them 50%? Are they going to try to cut them 40%? Are they only going to try to cut them 15 or 10%? I don't know. But the owners aren't going to let this situation pass by with just being nice to the players and giving them their salary. Yeah. They're going to take advantage of this, and I don't know how big of an advantage. And maybe a lot of people are like, hey, no, they're just going to be fair. They only deserve 50% of their salary because we can't have an audience at the stadium watch the game. I don't know what the number is going to be, but the owners are going to cut the player's salary. We just don't know when it's going to happen. I'll bet by mid-July we get the owners coming out and being like, hey, the reality of this is their spin. The reality of this is we can't pay you guys this amount of money, and it's just a matter of what the amount that, you know, they're able to cut the players.
And, Kevin, I think they'll do it in a similar fashion to what PGA did. We're going to cut your salaries, but y'all guys have to learn how to deal with this. You know, this is just the way it is. The strong survive, and if you're weak, then you're going to get it, and that's the situation. But you're going to have to learn how to deal with it while we cut your salaries at the same time. So that's what I think.
Now, yesterday, I didn't get the opportunity to tell you this story, Corey, but I saw a spider battle.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah. So we went on what my wife dubbed our mini moon, because we couldn't go to Hawaii because of the quarantine and all that. So we went down to this cool house out in Wimberley outside of Austin.
Oh, I'm playing tennis.
And so not Wimbledon, Wimberley.
That's where they play the tennis.
That's
at
not
the Wimberley
true.
Center.
It's not true. So I looked outside the door at one point, and there was all of these spiders crawling around. I'm not sure. They looked like really light and almost translucent. It was crazy. And there was a whole bunch of them. And so I stomped out a few spiders. Sorry about that.
Nice.
And then I looked up and saw that there was like this big moving kind of black mass, and I realized it was a whole group of spiders, and I was like, oh great. And they were in the corners of both of those, they're in the corners of the shed, and they were everywhere. Like, there was probably 1,000 spiders throughout the property.
Wow.
And so I just wanted to make sure they didn't get into the house so Jess didn't freak out, and maybe I didn't freak out a little bit. And so at night, when I flipped on the light just to see, there was a giant now tarantula that was crawling across the window, and I was like, awesome. Oh dip. And so the tarantula started to crawl towards the group of spiders. And so, of course, I needed to know, friend or foe. I apologize for not knowing, like, the intricacies. I was like, are these baby tarantulas? Like, maybe that's their dad or whatever. And so it started walking slowly, and I thought, seems like a foe. And then it picked up the pace, started walking towards the cluster, and then some of the little spiders started walking down towards the cluster. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe friend. But then the tarantula stopped, and then the little spider stopped, and then the spiders took a step back, and then the tarantula advanced, and then the spiders advanced, and then the tarantula stepped back. And so I was like, okay, they're definitely foes, And then they just got into a standoff for like 5 minutes. And I was like, okay, spiders, I don't have time for this. Mm-hmm. And so,
you threw a piece of bacon in between them?
Exactly. Well, I should have. So I just let it be. And then the next morning, I learned the victor of the great spider war of 2020 as we were leaving the house and Jess saw the tarantula. And I was like, yeah, I said, oh, hey, watch out for that. And she goes, oh, my gosh. And then goes, oh, it doesn't look like it's moving and it's missing a leg. So the winner of the great spider war was all of these, because there were so many of them, you know? Yeah. It was like whenever people are like, how many third graders could you beat up? Like, if you went into their classroom, you're going to be in trouble. If you waited for them one at a time, you'd be fine. But that tarantula went into their classroom and lost a leg and was like, killed because of it.
That's like the embodiment of the question, who would win one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horse?
Yeah, those horses.
I think I said that wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I understood your
point.
There
you go.
It's the 100 that's taking it down, but... From the night, a bunch of people waited.
I defeated a wasp a moment ago, Kevin, in my bedroom right back here at the door. So.
I'm really proud of you for that, Corey, because you know that freaks me out. Have you ever seen the video? I know you've seen it because you made me watch it, of the praying mantis against the murder hornet.
Yes!
That was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. It ate the murder hornet's
brain.
But
we're not afraid of praying mantises.
No. We should be. From the 469, I saw a wasp kill a spider. 2 days later, I saw a spider kill a wasp.
What?
That's a wash. I feel like you need a tiebreaker. We need game three.
Okay. From
the rubber match.
972, blue indigo snake versus a rattlesnake. It was freaking nuts. From the 817, I saw a mouse against a scorpion. Wow. Okay.
Money's on the mouse. That's got to be great odds, right?
I guess. From the 903, I worked on a game ranch in college. 2 12-point whitetail bucks got tangled up in a lariat rope so bad that we had to grab their back legs and pull them apart, and the ranch manager had to cut the rope out of their horns. That was a hell of a fight.
Dang.
Man.
Hey, what about Ha Ha Clinton Dix versus the bear? Did you happen to see that moment where he was rolling up and he got to the back of the car and he saw a bear and he just took off the other way?
Okay, so does that mean the bear won? Because, like,
no, the bear took off running too. So okay. It's a wash there.
So they were like the opposite of the whitetail bucks who both collided. They were both like, let's just run away. It's, I mean, maybe that's what that tarantula should have done.
Good
maybe
thing the Cowboys aren't in the NFC North.
Whoa, that is a good point, because they fear the Bears.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.